Yeah, we're really excited. We're hosting this event with the Stafford County Historical Society, and it's going to be a free event, which doesn't happen very often. So it's a really great opportunity to come out and see Ferry Farm without paying admission. So we are just super excited to have this really different, interesting event going on the 25th.
So what's it going to involve? What do drums on the Rappahannock mean?
Yeah, so the kind of focal point of this program is going to be the Old Guard Fife and Drum Corps, which is, I believe they're an Army organization, the U.S. Army organization, and they dress in period costume, and they do drum and fife demonstrations, just like would have been done in the American Revolution. So they are a super popular group. They do a lot of programming, so to be able to get them at this event is super special. Doing drum and fife is not something you see every day unless you live in Williamsburg. But it's really going to be a special thing to be able to see them and see the Washington House and the Rappahannock River in the background, and just feel the commemorative spirit of this special anniversary. So they're going to be performing at 1 o'clock. But between 10 and 2, we have all kinds of different living history activities, reenactors, different community organizations, crafts. The Washington House will be open for tours, and all kinds of stuff going on. The Old Guard is really exciting, but we also have some different living history groups like the 1st Virginia Regiment. So they're going to be representing kind of the military side of this program. They do all kinds of things, like they put tents up and they're in uniform as well. We have the Rappahannock Colonial Heritage Society, which they come to a lot of our events and they typically do more civilian activities, but they're interested in doing a little bit more camp following interpretation. So what would the women and other people that weren't actually in the military but were following the military on the road in the American Revolution time period, what were they doing? And then we also have our homesteading group coming back. They also work with us quite frequently, and they have younger children that dress up in period dress, and they're actually going to bring a sheep, and they're going to shear their sheep and talk a little bit about wool, which is super important during the revolution because all the uniforms were made out of wool. So it's not very every day that we have livestock at Ferry Farm, so we're super excited to have their little sheep for demonstrations at this program.
It's another first.
Yeah. well, we've had animals before, but it's been a while.
Yes, it has been a while.
Yeah, no, but this is going to be a fun day and really a chance to, like you say, see and really opens a lot more activities at Ferry Farm for this particular day.
Yeah, so this is stuff that we don't have at the site every day. So it'll be a really great interactive opportunity to really chat with individuals that know a lot about this time period, and you can, they often have things that you can touch and can hold, and like we were talking about at the beginning of the show, experiencing this kind of stuff firsthand is really important in learning the importance of the history that is from our area. And, Fredericksburg wasn't a super important place as far as battlefields go in the American Revolution, but it's really those kind of background, mm-hmm. Home front kind of things with the gunnery and, women supporting the army during the period. So it's really going to be a cool experience to have at Ferry Farm.
And remind me, this is in partnership with
the Stafford County Historical Society, and we also have a couple groups that are kind of headlining with us as well. So Black Horse Forge, a blacksmith, is going to be doing some demonstrations as well. And then Loyal Drums, which is actually a Stafford County family that runs this business, creating historical reproductions of drums, just like the Old Guard uses for their demonstrations. So not only are they going to have kind of an interactive station for kids to kind of play drums, but they're also going to bring a collection of their historic drums to display in our visitor center for the day. So actual antique 18th century, 19th century drums are going to be on display for the day as well. So we're really excited to be partnering with the Stafford County Historical Society and all of these other organizations to kind of make this program happen.
And again, you mentioned it's free.
It is free. It is free.
So this really is a chance to see and really immerse yourself for a few hours in colonial America and right where it all happened too.
Yeah. So including some of the senses, you know, hearing the drums and being able to touch and feel things for yourself with the interactive activities and just being amongst so much history is going to be really cool at Ferry Farm where George Washington grew up. So yeah, it's going to be just incredible to experience.
Boy, David, I can't help but thinking, you just think, especially now with the Virginia 250 here, the work years ago to find the house and rebuild the Washington family house. It's And it's so well established now. This is all coming. It's just Ferry Farm wouldn't be the focal point that it's going to be without the house there and all the work that you've been able to do.
It has certainly grown into a major asset for the region, and it's able to host a variety of different kinds of programs now that would have been difficult, say in the early 2000s, you know, when it was just a landscape. You know, the park did a great job of sort of letting people with their Civil War sites, letting people imagine what happened on sites. And we benefited from that at Ferry Farm, but not everybody got that. And now I think our Google rating is sky high, and
it should be.
It should be now, but it wasn't always. Yeah. So, but it is. People come and just really enjoy Ferry Farm, and it's unique enough that it's worthwhile to make the trip and come there and experience the 18th century in a way that's difficult to experience elsewhere. You know, when it's all said and done, I think it will be the only historic site in Virginia that's based completely on archaeology, and so its accuracy will be sky high compared to other sites that even sites that have original buildings in them. You know, they've added to the landscape in a lot of different ways, and Ferry Farm will be the truest 18th century experience that you can have in Virginia.
And because it's a reconstruction based on archaeology, the fact that you can go in and touch things and really experience, you're not just looking with your eyes, you're really experiencing the beds from the period and the chairs and the tables and the silverware and all the ceramics, you're really experiencing it all. And that itself is just a different kind of museum historic site experience that you really don't get to see anywhere else. I mean, even if you go into the reconstructed buildings at Williamsburg, they don't let you touch anything. Mm-hmm. We want you to touch everything and really experience it for yourself. So that itself is another unique part about visiting Ferry Farm.